You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Podcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
They know all the secrets that you hide.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 133. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I'm Rogue Schindler.
What have we got this week? We played a lot of Tribbles, but not much else. We haven't played much in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. We had a Wednesday tournament with the four of us, but we have not had any big Saturday events. Hopefully, one coming up this weekend that neither of us will be at.
Yeah.
We might have to have a guest report on that, just so we can find out what's going on in our own area.
But soon, we should have, at the very least, our schedule events for the rest of the summer. So that should be posted, and we'll be able to jump back in and get some actual reporting in. Well, how'd the tournament go on Saturday, on Wednesday?
Went well for me. I won.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I played a slightly adjusted version of your, and I say you're in the fact that I copied it from you. I think you said you copied it from somebody else. Borg Dissident deck.
Oh, yes.
And it is crazy powerful.
Did you get the Dissident thing going in every turn? You just your deck goes bleh?
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously, people were more aware of it now. And we sort of dissected it on the air.
Yeah.
And sort of put a bunch of weaknesses out there. But still, I figured I wanted to give it a try before it becomes... Because it is powerful, and it is... I mean, a lot of people, I think, are going to have the same reaction once they face it. We had talked about it in a theoretical sense. And everybody was like, oh, yeah, that sounds kind of powerful. And then once I played everybody with it, you know, I guess people who didn't get to play you when you played it, there was a lot of... Oh, this is, we might have to do something about this. Powerful.
Yeah.
So
what, did anyone adapt their strategy to the Borg, so to speak? I mean, we had talked about several things. One, obviously, Enterprise E to bounce New Resistance, but that doesn't really help if, you get a full tournament anyway. But the second one was going to do a planet mission and having the ship go back home again.
Johnny, my first game was against Charlie, and he was playing DQ Klingons, so that was not really an option for him.
Okay.
Especially after I stranded his ship with a damage marker. He could play to his ship, but he could not fly home.
Sure, okay.
So that was a kind of a huge advantage for me. Matt was also playing Borg Dissidents, but he forewent the Dissident or the New Resistance facet, which I think was an interesting... That was a nice case study on playing them with or without. He instead opted to go with Energize and Fifth for the perpetual free person.
Okay, sure.
I looked at that. Actually, one of the things I really wanted to add to the deck was... one man cannot summon the future, or can summon the future. I hate that they made both of those card titles. One man can summon the future. If you play somebody who costs four or more, you can look at the top five cards and arrange them in any order you want once per turn.
Okay, yeah.
But there are only three people in your deck that cost four or more.
Right.
So, and it's a free event, but it's another verb in your deck, so if you don't pull it, and you try running New Resistance, you're going to hit it, and it's going to break things up.
Exactly.
I just didn't want to do that, and noticing that all of the people were so relatively inexpensive, I didn't really feel like Energize was a really cost-effective way to go, even if you get the perpetual thing. I mean, compared
I
to
agree
New
with
Resistance.
That, yeah.
Even if New Resistance doesn't hit every time or doesn't do the super Blitzkrieg, hey, look, now I have two teams instead of one team. Even if you get two or three guys out of it, every other turn, you're still going to get more out of that than you are out of an Energize, a free guy out of Energize every turn. That's only getting you a 3-cost guy or a 2-cost guy.
Instead of several guys at once.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He did pull out a bunch of old Borg tricks that nobody really uses anymore that actually make a lot more sense with distance now.
Such as?
There's an interrupt. It's like Borg servo neuro plasto something. One of their Borg bits, but it's an interrupt. And it's when a Borg gets stopped, another Borg can gain one of their skills till the end of turn.
Huh, okay.
So, you know, before, that wasn't really a huge Borg issue. You interlink things, get things that way. But with these guys, who are a little more standard, that was pretty cool. And they do have some noticeable, skill holes that, are filled with interlinking, but if your one interlink guy gets stopped and you don't get a chance to interlink him or whatnot, that can be pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, that said, I think there was an overabundance of tricks in there, and I think it was just not as powerful as the new resistance. It was funny when he assimilated my Annika, when he didn't have his out yet. Like three guys that he could have randomly selected from in my remaining away team, and the other two he already had, and he managed to pick my only Annika. I think I would. I remember you saying that you were concerned about the size of the deck when you first played it,
yeah.
About the lack of duplication.
Mm-hmm.
But that because of the new resistance, you don't want to hit people you already command. So I didn't add anybody. I added one person who wasn't in the deck, so that was not a duplicate.
Smallest deck you've ever played?
No, but pretty small.
Yeah.
There was that was the one time I was like, oh man, I really wish I had put a second 709 in here.
Yeah, sure.
I think she is so important to the deck that she's worth having an extra copy of. I think that's probably the only change I would have made. The only changes I did make were I took out the two endangereds, because I didn't really feel like I was going to have enough points to play with. And I replaced them with two unyieldings, which were very useful.
I can see that.
They're so... You get a Cunning Drone and 709 and Enterprise J and the unique attribute booster drone. You've got so many different... that only a couple of guys have to get through. And if you can... make it one less stop, in the whole attempt, it can make her, it can really be the difference between solving with a surprisingly few number of people.
Something to do with all those extra spheres you end up with in your hand, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty good idea.
It was
very good. You went, 3-0?
I did not go 3-0. I was very close to 3-0, but Johnny and I ran out of time. He lucked into a timescape on my final turn when we were running out of time, so I only got to attempt with one. I was like, do I go with 17 or do I go with 9 and 8? I kind of wish I had gone with 12 and 6 or something, and just kept as minimal amount behind to maximize my chances of the first turn. Team actually getting through, but
sure,
that held me, unfortunately, to a mission with 7 dilemmas under it and twiddling my thumbs, and then
nothing else to do. Yeah,
and I held him off on his turn, so it was one of those, well, if we had had a couple more minutes I would have won, but Johnny got the timed win on me but lost to Charlie, and I beat Charlie, so Charlie went undefeated, or Charlie went 2-1, and I went 2-1, but I got the head-to-head.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations on the win.
Yeah. So that was an experience, and it was fun. Interesting noise. And you will be very proud. I earned Borg regular.
That amuses me.
That was my first 2E regular. If you can believe that.
Do you get a word for that? You know, a title?
I don't. It's when you play 10.
Oh, 10.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any of those titles.
Titles are rough. They're not for the faint of heart. Really got to.
Yeah, I clearly do not play enough. After that, we had Friday night tribbles, just because we were all getting together on a Friday night, most of the gamers, and so we had. We actually scored quite a bit. Matt made a deck and was joking around at the beginning. He said, "Yeah, you know, if I win, I get all the achievements." And we said, "Ah ha ha! How likely is that?"
And like we're like, "Yeah, look at the size of that thing. There's no way you're gonna win."
Yeah, and so we did, and that was kind of awesome.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised because I know we've been talking about adding tribbles to our Friday night itinerary just because we're all get together and a bunch of us get there probably about an hour before everybody is there, so it'd be something to have fun and kill the time. And with the new achievements, I was like, oh, we're gonna have a bunch of people playing draw, reverse, freeze, skip. This game is going to take forever.
I was surprised at how quickly it went.
It went really quick.
Yeah, it was kind of nice. I guess, well, there was no... Well, I was going to say there's no poison, because poison doesn't want the round to end, but they hit antidote, so they kind of ended the round prematurely sometimes.
Yeah.
There was no bonus, because bonus players usually don't want the round to end until they've accomplished their goal.
That's true. I thought Charlie was poisoning.
Was he playing a little poison? Yeah, maybe he was.
Yeah, because he needed 10,000s.
That's right. So,
he'll be able to get it soon at regionals.
It went rather quick. Everyone must have had a very good ratio in their decks. The round ended... I don't think he had too many points, but...
No,
it was enough to win, right?
Well, we were joking because the first three rounds, three different people went out, and we were all at, 100,000. Like, somebody's going to get
200,000,
but... I broke it, and then Matt toxined or poisoned, copied a poison or something.
Yeah.
Got 10,000 points and just eked by me, and then Brian went out. So, yeah, Matt pulled the win out. So, congratulations.
And then
to
we
him.
Played we played three rounds on Saturday during our big promo construction derby.
Yeah, something to take a break and. Relax the fingers and the hands and the eyes.
We put together 700 promo cards for regionals and 1E tournament kits since I had run out of those. And we played a lot of tribbles during the day. Looks like I see TV won with 900,000 once. Johnny won with 374,000. And Charlie won with 886,000.
Yep.
That was a lot of tribbles in one day.
It was a lot of tribbles in one day.
That was more than a regional, First round, second round. But like I said, between that, we put together all the regional promos, and let me say, they look fantastic.
They look really, really good.
So the regional promo application is up on the main page. Get it up, get the fee paid for, so we can put these kits together and figure out. I believe we're going to try to do the same number we did last year, which is 8. But if there's a run on them, we only have a certain number of promos, so it might have to divvy it up. We'll see how it goes. It should be 8 per. That worked out pretty well last year.
Yeah, I like that, being able to go and not have to worry if I'm going to place high enough to get one.
Yeah, as long as you finish in the top 8, right?
Yeah.
Very good. Well, on the subject of 2E, we have, finally, a spoiler for the next set.
Now, this set is codenamed Project Iron. Is that correct?
Yeah. Is it?
I think that is, yes. And they
is
are...
That... Go ahead.
...entering Phase 2 of testing. So this is a fairly early set of intelligence. So we're gonna go ahead and tack on our custom disclaimer shall we say, on that.
Is it called Project Iron because it's the 26th set and iron is element number 26?
That's possible.
All right.
I don't know where that originates.
This is an interrupt. It's called Melting Pot. I don't know if that's a playtest name or a real name.
The game.
And
text.
I'm guessing that the lore here is definitely playtest lore.
Yes, I think so. It'll probably make more sense with the game text. The game text is when is not the same as while your personnel is facing a dilemma, discard a personnel of a different species from hand to make him or her attributes +2 and gain one of every skill he or she already has until the end of that dilemma. So I'm guessing this refers to Little Green Man Rom.
Rom on a stick?
He has a similar...
Oh, right. Okay. We played too many games where, in order to detect the traps, you tie a pixie fairy to the end of a 10-foot stick and then bang it around on the way through the hallway. And I'm imagining Rom banging around the promenade trying to find, you know, where Odo's hiding or something. All right, yes, Rom on a stick. That makes sense. It's Rom's attribute, Rom's ability on an interrupt.
Yeah.
So Project Iron, the note we have here is that the theme is species matters. And so you play with multiple species, you get a cookie. It'd be pretty good for a Dominion deck, right? The Jem'Hadar,
yeah,
Vorta, and
Dominion,
Thunder.
Deep Space Nine, Terek Noir.
Yeah.
Pretty much any kind of Federation deck. You could have some, unless you're running strictly humans like TOS.
Yeah, not so good with Borg, but attributes +2 and double and just gain all their skills that they've got already. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
I like it.
I like the combination of that, because a lot of those the dilemma only interrupts are skill or attribute oriented, and
mm-hmm.
I always seem to have the other one in my hand when I need
yeah.
Some of the opposite. So that's pretty cool, and I like that mechanic. So that is our first look at Project Iron, and we'll of course let you know if any of this intelligence changes, and we'll look forward to delivering some further intelligence reports on this project as it moves forward.
Very good. There's not much else going on. Have you looked into the two proposed sets for Make It So?
I have not.
It's interesting. The first is about the harsh realities of war, which sounds pretty grim. And the other is all about equipment, which, equipment.
Equipment. That's like as a set theme?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm sure that more will come as we go on. There was, a spoiler posted, and they got you know, some more time to finish it, and we'll probably talk about it some more when it comes out. Hopefully we can get an episode up after it's posted and before the voting ends, because it's only 15 cards for each set, so we should be able to go through each, maybe not each one, but each team and see what our thoughts are.
Yeah, I'd definitely like to see the war theme. Obviously, makes sense. I'd like to see what is going to carry the idea of an equipment theme.
Yeah. I think Johnny said something to the effect of the problem with equipment is it doesn't have attributes or something like that.
Yeah, it's pretty important.
And you got to choose between playing a one-cost guy with a couple of skills and some attributes and a one-cost equipment that might get you an extra skill. It's tough to pick the equipment.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, usually you're using that to, you know, unless you're really short on the skill for a deck that you need for a mission, or you really want to play something like, grab plating trap or
sure.
The Klingon who blows up events when you play
exactly.
The equipment. Yeah, attributes are really nice.
Yeah.
But
All
we'll,
right. Well.
yeah, we'll see more. I'm certainly looking forward to that's a bold gauntlet to throw down that he's going to deliver equipment that's interesting enough to do that. So I actually look forward to seeing it.
It is a bold choice. I will give him that. Yeah, sure. Well, do we have any other intelligence that we can talk about? Like I said, it's been a short show, but not much is going on right now.
No, it's kind of quiet, but I'm sure as things start ramping up, we're going to have the regional season coming in the next couple of months, and we've got Make It So wrapping up. New achievements are out, so I look forward to seeing what people make of that, what new decks people decide to play. And, I think we certainly got some things coming up to deliver information on.
All right. Very good. Then with that, let's wrap.
Well, that is the limit of our intelligence this week, however. So we'll give our customary shout-out to Warp 11. Their site is back up, thankfully. So they have not disappeared. So go check them out if you haven't. They are the creators of our kick-ass theme song. Thanks, of course, to our intelligence operatives who are in the field and delivering reports to us. Please keep those coming. In the meantime, I am Sir Rogue.
And I am still Sir Dan.
And I will remind you all to expand your power in the universe.
And I will draw and draw and draw 133 times today.
That's a lot of cards, man. You playing one of my decks? They are always watching you, but you cannot detect Section 31. I think I make that joke every other show.
It's funny every other show.
at least I forget a week, so, it's not...